We all love our domestic leagues, but there's something special about those European nights under the lights, and we're examining another of those evenings tonight as the Champions League continues. I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is Football Only Better. Club captain Mark O'Hare has been doing extra time in the Bet Cave to bring you all of the best wagers. Mark, let's kick off with one of the most fascinating games of the round, I think, which is Inter against Real Madrid. Now, Real are the odds-on favourites to win the group. They're favourites by quite some distance. But Inter, the favourites to win this match at San Siro. So a bit of a disparity there.
Yeah, it's a fascinating game, this massive match. And this group is quite interesting, isn't it? Because these two teams played each other last season, as well as Shakhtar, and all three of them are back in the same group again this time around. But yeah, these two are the big ones, the big guns with the illustrious names. Not sure either can really be considered as major candidates to go outright and win the whole thing this time around. But they're undoubtedly the two teams to try and beat to progress. And I think Madrid won the match home and away last season against Inter. Obviously, the two teams have changed quite considerably since then, both under new management. Both have lost quite inspirational personnel as well. Really excited to see what Simone Inzaghi can do at this stage with Inter Milan. I think he's more than earned his opportunity at a bigger club after, you know, performing so well with Lazio consistently. And he'll be looking to make the step up, really. And his Inter team so far have been quite exciting to follow, as his Lazio teams were as well. Watching the game against Sampdoria on Sunday, very much attack-minded, looking to get the ball forward quickly, feed the likes of Lautaro, who scored a wonderful volley at the weekend. But defensively, they are still quite porous, and that's not something you could say when they're under Antonio Conte's watch. So I'm kind of, the jury I think is still out for Inter Milan longer term, but I think coming into this game they'll fancy their chances, because Real Madrid under Carlo Ancelotti are probably at a similar sort of stage in terms of their development, and I am expecting goals from this game. They normally come a standard in Inzaghi's games, particularly with Lazio, and so far this season with Inter, and Madrid's early season in the Liga has been really quite fun as well. Gareth Bale's been back scoring goals and feeling appreciated. I know he missed out at the weekend with injury, but there's now a fit Eden Hazard as well. Vinny Jr., as he's now known, has been playing really well. So they've got plenty of talent going forward. And Luka Modric, the way he was controlling proceedings at 36 on Sunday night against Celta Vigo, was, you know, he doesn't get any worse despite getting older every year. So, I think defensively, I think Real Madrid, though, their defence is still kind of taking shape. Carvajal's back from injury. Alaba missed out to the weekend. He's been sort of playing centre-half and left-back at times. I was quite impressed, though, with Nacho Militao's end to the season. So I think those two going forward can be a reasonable partnership, even if they have lost Varane and Ramos. And I think going forward, they'll probably have a bit more about them this season. Under Ancelotti is a bit more expressive in terms of a coach compared to Zidane. So, I think this game could be really quite fun. I think the obvious route to me was to back goals, and both teams' scores a little bit too short. The goal line is at 2.75, but you can back over 2.5 goals at around about 1.75. And I think that was more than fair. I'm expecting these two teams to try and have a bit of a shootout at the San Siro. And I think if I had to pick between the two, I'd probably slightly edge with Real Madrid plus a quarter on the Asian handicap. However, I'm just going to pick the goals route, and you don't have to cheer on either team. Then you can just cheer on an exciting end-to-end game.
Now, he's been working extra hard to make sure the expected goals robots behave themselves, but he's left the InfoGoal lab to speak to us. Jake Oscarthorpe is here once again. Jake, what's your take on this clash of titans?
Yeah, I like Mark's angle. I'm definitely on board with that. It's been an entertaining game. But I just think Real Madrid, I think they're a little bit too big at the moment. So I'm wanting to get them on side. I know Mark's put forward the Asian handicap option, but I'm just going to take them to win the game. They went to the San Siro last season, beat them comfortably in that group, and that was with Lukaku, with Antonio Conte as well.
Hazard was brilliant that night. They were really good. That was one of the best performances of the season, I thought, actually.
Yeah, and we talk about, obviously, Barcelona's demise. I'm not sure if Real Madrid are on a demise track at the moment. I think that they're sort of plateauing for the last couple of years, and without getting better, without getting worse. I look at their starting 11 and think that they could do damage at this competition. Ancelotti's back there. Whether he's the manager that can, you know, yield those players in the right manner and get something out of the season remains to be seen. But that starting 11 to me looks a lot stronger than Inter Milan's. And we've seen regularly at the start of the season that Inter Milan do look very vulnerable defensively. And I think Real Madrid, we've got Benzema, who seems to be in the form of his life at the moment. You mentioned Hazard, we mentioned Vinicius Jr., Gareth Bale as well, who scored a hat-trick in the international break as well, so he's in decent form. The midfield, Camavinga came on and scored at the weekend as well, which is a huge bonus for them if they can get some goals from midfield. So I quite like the look of Real Madrid to go to Inter Milan and actually get a win and really take hold of what could potentially be quite an open group.
If you haven't seen Camavinga play, by the way, treat yourself. He is a terrific player to watch, and I think he's going to do ever so well for Real Madrid in the next few years. Thrilled to say the punting professor has once again donned his gown. Trader and tipster Jason Murphy back for this one. Jason, I was quite bullish about Inter going into this show. I'm not sure I should be now because I looked at the way the group odds were. And it just seemed like I could understand why Real were favourites, of course, because they won the group that was more or less the same last season. But I just felt like their price was too short. But do you think actually that's about right? And Inter should be, I think Inter were 3.1 to win the group. Do you think that's about right then?
I'd have Real Madrid rightly so favourites, and Inter possibly, it's about right. I wouldn't back it. I think it's about right. They're the second best team in the group, obviously. And I know this might be a bit boring, but it gives me great confidence when I have something in mind and I come on and I hear the lads more or less say similar things. And yeah, Real Madrid, I think at the price, you know, going off dogs here, a little bit bigger than like picking, like, you know, they're around 2-1 or maybe a little bit shorter, you might get in Real Madrid to win this game. And I'd be happy to back that. I mean, and Zaghi's come into Inter there. There's been changes. I mean, I love Dzeko, but like Lukaku is a massive miss. And what we've seen in Serie A so far, they've played Genoa, played Sampdoria, played Verona. They've picked up 7 points, but like you said, we'll have to see how that goes long-term under Inzaghi. But for this game, I think Ancelotti's come in there and he's got Real Madrid. They've got their mojo back offensively, attacking-wise. They're brilliant. You get Hazard fit. Vinny Jr., as we can call him now going forward, he's been phenomenal this season so far. And Benzema is probably the most underrated in terms of he's never got the credit that he probably fully deserved. Part of that was probably playing in Ronaldo's shadow. Part of that is probably self-inflicted, not being in the French team that did well or won a World Cup. But just Real Madrid offensively going forward, I fancied him very much at the prices here. And like I said, I listen to Jake, I listen to Mark. It's great when you hear a lad saying similar. If I don't know a league or I don't know it as well as other people know, I'd always reach out to him. But a very wise man that taught me a lot about betting and about football, he said any price on Real Madrid's bigger than 10-1 to win the Champions League is always worth a look. And if you consider they're 18.0 now and they're 1.11 to get out of this group, to qualify out of this group, like if you're on Real Madrid in the last 16 at 18.0, it can't be a bad bet with the 11 they have. I mean, Jake spoke about here, I think he spoke about off air last week as well, about that Real Madrid 11. And with Ancelotti, like, he knows the Champions League knockout stages, he knows how to navigate it. So Real Madrid, if they're 18.0 or thereabouts to win it, it's not a bad bet to have in the pocket. And as a match bet, Real Madrid to go to Inter, who, it mightn't affect Inter as much, but the Serie A teams are playing with 50% capacity until the end of the year. That's the rules and regulations in Italy. But luckily enough, to San Siro, because it's 80,000, you'll still have 40,000 in there. But the likes of Juventus, that can make a difference. And financially, actually, it will hit the Italian clubs. They're missing out on a lot of revenue there as well. But health and safety has to come first. But Real Madrid at that price, for a lot of those reasons, I think is a very good bet for Wednesday night.
Now, we know it's frustrating when you get frozen out of a bet, so Betfair's now offering no cash-out suspensions on match odds markets on the sportsbook, even during VAR reviews or when there's a penalty. Mark, in the previous show, you looked at Lille-Wolfsburg for us. There's another great game from that group. We've got Sporting against Ajax.
Yeah, just wanted to pick up on the point that Sporting are outsiders at home to Ajax, which is not something I completely buy into, to be honest. What they've achieved, we talk about Thomas Tuchel at Chelsea, but what they've achieved under Ruben Amorim is really quite sensational. He's transformed Sporting from essentially being Portugal's third wheel to being the best team in the country almost overnight. Quite extraordinary, really. And he'll have his suitors in Europe's big clubs very, very soon. At the weekend, they weren't their absolute best, but they still ground out a 1-1 draw against Porto in the first classic of the season in Portugal. Now, across all his league fixtures, they've lost just 3 of 51 with a 70% win rate. Very much like Chelsea and very much like Tuchel as well. They play, I wouldn't say with a handbrake off, but certainly with a huge amount of control. Defensively, they're very, very shrewd and calculated. And going forward, they're just quite efficient. So, you know, Sporting didn't have a huge amount of cash to hand, but they've spent a club record transfer fee on bringing Emerin in from Braga, who had only been in the job for a few months. Very young coach, and so far he's just worked wonders, really. So I think it's a really interesting clash of styles against Ajax this midweek. Certainly Sporting aren't the swashbuckling team that the Dutch team potentially can be, but they're very measured, they're very assured defensively. Sebastian Coates, ex-Liverpool, instrumental there at the heart of the back line, and I think they're more than good enough to get a point in this game. There are only 7 places between the two sides if you look at the Euro Club Index, and if you look at UEFA's coefficients, it shows that Portugal's league is much stronger than that over the Eredivisie as well. So I think there's a few reasons to believe that this game should be a bit more of a pick'em rather than Sporting as being reasonable outsiders in their own patch. Ajax were shredded by PSV in the Super Cup. I know we don't take a huge amount of value in the Community Shield, but across Europe, that game has a bit more value, and they dropped points at Twente already this season. I just think they look slightly overrated, the prices, and I think I'd rather have Sporting on side with a quarter goal start on the Asian handicap than try and sort of get a Ajax in any sort of way. My only real concern really is it might be a little bit green for the Champions League stage. They went out before the Europa League group stages last season, and it's 4 years since they played in the Champions League, but that could easily act as a positive really as well. They'll try and sort of enjoy the moment and put their best foot forward. So yeah, I think Sporting deserve a bit more credit in the market.
Now, I know what you listeners are thinking at home. Hatchard's lost his mind. Those two aren't in the same group as Lille and Wolfsburg, and you're absolutely right. I was talking rubbish. They're in the group that have Beşiktaş and Borussia Dortmund in it. I'm losing the plot, and we're only on match day one. There'll be memories of Istanbul, no doubt, as Liverpool take on Milan at Anfield. Liverpool, the 1.55 favourites here, but both teams are actually playing pretty well. Good win for Milan at the weekend against Lazio. Jason, what's your take on this one?
Yeah, it's very interesting. As in, I always compile my prices, then I have a look and see what the market is. And I was coming out pretty close to it. And then I just said to myself, you're looking at the team names and you're just thinking, that doesn't sound right. But I actually, two AC Milan fans that I'm good friends with, and I asked both of them, and they know they're betting as well. And they were saying, actually, the price looks about right. So the lesson here is essentially for Champions League week, we've always hit this. We're always batting this drum. The team name really doesn't carry much when it comes to betting and prices. You really have to put it to the back of your mind. So there could be some people like might look at that AC Milan price and think it's AC Milan, and geez, that might be worth a look. But it actually, the odds look about right. And we touched on it earlier as well, or Mark mentioned it about the Anfield factor. When you're simulating out, you know, Champions League outrights, there's little tweaks like that you should account for. And I think the Anfield factor in particular for the knockout stages is why that outright price that we spoke about in the Tuesday pod on Liverpool, you know, they were 10.0, 11.0 to win the Champions League, is just too big. Especially the Anfield factor in the knockout stages will be massive. But I think it will be massive for this game as well, because it's the first time you're going to have fans inside Anfield for a Champions League night since that unfortunate game against Atletico Madrid. The nostalgic factor, we've seen it with Ronaldo coming back. There's going to be a great nostalgic factor here for Liverpool fans, Istanbul. I know AC Milan got them back a couple of years later, but the Anfield is just going to be red hot atmosphere. They have by far a better 11, even with Ibrahimovic back. Kessie's available, Bennacer's available. I know Kessie missed the penalty against Lazio, but it was a great result for AC Milan. But just with all those factors in, I just like to say that the price looks right, and don't always get dragged in by the team names. One question I just have for the lads as well, just doing a bit of research, and I'm just curious, looking ahead to the weekend in Serie A, you have Juventus against AC Milan. Juventus are at home. I'm just wondering what price the boys have Juventus.
Oh, let's start with Mark.
Not been great, have they? I wouldn't be backing them below even money, at least.
And Jake?
I probably would make them around 2.25, 5 to 4-ish.
Yeah. It's interesting, yeah. Juventus are actually 2.32 at home to AC Milan this weekend. And I said this to the Zoom Milan fans, and they thought it was quite an interesting price. They were definitely, they don't like supporting Juve, but like, if a price is a price, they'll have a look at it. So that's interesting, but that says a lot. That's essentially saying that Milan are probably rated better at the moment than Juve, or else that price is just wrong. It'll be interesting to see what it is come the weekend. But in terms of Liverpool against AC Milan, that Liverpool price looks about right. And have a look in the outright. If they're still, depending on how Tuesday night went, the price isn't likely to change much. If you're still getting Liverpool at 10.0, 11.0, absolute great value to have there, looking ahead longer in the tournament.
Worth remembering that our fantastic multiples offer is running every day. Bet £20 on multiples or bet builders and receive a £5 free bet to use on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. And I'm delighted that we've had the first Jason Murphy quiz of the season. Lionel Messi will likely play his first ever Champions League game for someone other than Barcelona as the Ligue 1 leaders make the trip to face Club Brugge in Belgium, or Club Brugge, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Jake, how do we attack this one, seeing as Paris are 1.25 favourites here?
We attack this one by looking at the Asian handicap and seeing how many goals we have to give Bruges on a head start, because I think that they are one of the worst or one of the weakest teams in the Champions League this season. They've been drawn in what is, you know, a horrendous group that could see them get slapped a fair few times by PSG, Man City, even Leipzig. It could be a really good game for Leipzig to get their mojo back. And yeah, PSG, they had the luxury of winning 4-0 against Clermont at the weekend without playing Messi or Neymar, that got managed to, you know, be rested after their South American trips. Di Maria also in there, Paredes as well. So there's been quite a few players, starting players that you would expect, that had the weekend off, that just, you know, rest up for this game. And, you know, we know that they need to get off to a good start because they've got Manchester City in the group. We know how important winning the group can be, in terms of the making a deep run into the Champions League. And I think they'll be too strong. I think they played each other a couple of years back, and I think PSG went there, won 5-0. I think Mbappe might have grabbed a hat-trick in that one, if I remember rightly. So yeah, I'm looking for a repeat. And I think PSG minus 2 on the Asian handicap is at 2.16. That means that if PSG win by exactly 2 goals, we get our money back. If they win by 3 or more, we get a nice winner. And to me, I can't see PSG winning narrowly, one by maybe a 2-1 scoreline. I think it'd be a very wide margin. So PSG minus 2 is where I'm going with that one.
And Club Brugge fans, if you want to send Jake some hate mail, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at Kevin Hatchard, and I'll supply all of the address details that you need. That's all we have time for on this edition of Football Only Better. Please do remember to gamble responsibly. We want your feedback to make the show even better. Apparently that is possible. I didn't think it was, but there we go. Take our short listener survey by clicking on the link in the show description. Lots of other shows to keep an eye on as well. We've got NFL Only Better, we've got Cricket Only Better, a couple of racing ones as well, the Wade In podcast and Racing Only Better. From Jason, Jake, Mark and me, it's goodbye for now.